video. And we're live!
We're live!
We did it!
Alright.
Ta-da!
Well done! Well done!
Okay. It's GloucesterCast 343 with Riverfest Seaside Music Festival. The River 92.98.
We need notes, we need cue cards. 92.5 The River.
92.5 The River, which is really kind of like the only independent radio station.
Isn't it the only
around.
One?
This is it?
Yeah. Not kind
of. This is the last Mohegan standing.
Right.
So out of 30 radio stations in Boston, there's one last independently owned and operated radio station. The rest have sold their souls to the gluttonous corporate publicly traded broadcasting entities.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah.
You can tell when you're listening.
No, yeah, you can. You're not hearing the same Nicki Minaj song
50
times in a row.
No. Not yet.
Don Saint-Sever,
yes.
I got it right. And Jill Cahill. Yep. Don's the general manager at the River.
Yes.
And Jill is the community development manager director of the city of Gloucester.
Right.
But, that's like a great job.
Yeah,
because that means so. Like you're not an anti-development person, you're a development person.
I have the best job.
It's great, yeah, because you bring the good stuff.
We do all the good stuff.
You bring the good stuff.
Like this.
Absolutely.
Open for business. Yeah.
Right, we're open for business.
We are.
Fantastic. So this music festival is the 19th year?
18th
year.
Yeah.
It started in Newburyport?
It did, 17 years ago, yeah.
Wow.
And how did it start? Like, what was the idea of, like, because this is free, right?
It's always been free. It started, Dana Marshall, our morning host, lived in Newburyport. At the time, one of our marketing promotions director had a relationship with the community. And I think the idea was to help, you know, bring music to where our audience worked, lived, and played, and it would be a great idea of helping to develop the radio station, create more awareness, have some fun, celebrate within a community that we serve, and get some corporate sponsorship and some local businesses involved to keep it free so that it was open to the public. It started off very modestly. There might have been 1,500 people. And last year, you know, I think it culminated in Waterfront Park in Newburyport with upwards of 10,000 people enjoying the Bare Naked Ladies, who were celebrating their 30th year as a band. And they were one of the first bands that 92.5 The River sort of discovered back in the mid-90s. So it was a great way to end with a bang, but as a lot of people know, we've sort of outgrown the space and had decided to start looking for other opportunities.
Yeah. It's unbelievable because, can you do the announcement of the actual, the lineup of the band?
Yeah. The headliner this year is a big River favorite and has really a lot of ties to Gloucester. The band's Guster, which one of my first personal favorite bands. They're a lot of fun. They're very irreverent. They started as roommates and friends at Tufts University back in the late 80s and 90s. And they've been great friends of the radio station for years. The drummer, Brian, has a friendship with a local production company owner, Chad Carlberg, and has summered in Gloucester for a number of years with his wife and kids. They've made a number of music videos in the old Bird's Eye.
John Sarkin, remember we did all those?
John Sarkin, the artist, infamous artist. Help with their Easy Wonderful cover album in 2010. It's when I first started getting involved with the band. So they have real local roots and connections to Gloucester, and they're really excited about doing this festival.
When I told my wife that Guster was headlining, she couldn't believe it. She could not believe it. She was so excited. Well, my wife's a little younger than I am. I mean, I love
Guster. That's a whole other podcast.
I love Guster as well. It is, really. She was so excited, and she immediately took out a date book, put it in the date book, and fired up got a bunch of Guster songs.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. Same thing. I know. Yeah. Get that Spotify playlist. Or turn on 92.5 The River. We're certainly going to play a lot.
But
there are four bands. So there's, it's a 6-hour day. It starts at noon and it ends at 6 p.m. The opening act has some local connections as well. It's a band called Tall Heights. They met in Sturbridge, Massachusetts, but both of the bandmates live in Beverly. So they're sort of some North Shore roots. They're really excited. We helped uncover one of their biggest hits that went international, and they're going to be a lot of fun. They're going to open at noon. The next band has, again, some local roots. It was a guy from Philadelphia who started busking on the streets of Boston when he was a Northeastern University student. After his 5 years, he, with permission of his dad, decided to, with some Philadelphia bandmates that he grew up with, give it a shot, landed up getting a huge record deal. The name of that band is called Mount Joy. They have a couple big songs that we played in 2018 on the river, so we're really excited about that. And then lastly, there's a kid that, his name is Noah Kahn. He's from a town of about 1,300 people in Vermont, who submitted a recording when he was 16, and he won a singer-songwriter contest with a sister radio station of ours in Burlington. And literally, it was one of those, we got a CD in the mail from a friend, played it.
That actually happens?
That actually still happens for all of you singer-songwriters out there. Don't give up the dream. I literally, it was a one listen, we got to put this on the radio. We literally put it on the radio that afternoon. He got a huge recording contract. He's had over 20 million airplays on Spotify. He has three different huge monstrous hits. Super shy kid. He's now got a band. They're going to be on the stage at about 3 o'clock. So it'll be a full day.
Well,
four bands.
I want to say this. If you go to theriverboston.com/attend/riverfest, actually, you don't have to worry about this. In the show notes, I'll have a link to the homepage for this event. There are a bunch of samples of the different music from the different bands that are playing. We listened to them, Kate and I listened to them all the way through that playlist
great.
You have
yeah,
on there.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Every band is awesome.
Yeah.
Like yeah. you didn't even if you haven't heard of these songs, you're gonna be like loving this music.
Wow.
It's unbelievable. Anybody can love this music.
I'm glad you feel that way. We're really excited that it really feels like a fresh sample of what the river sounds like today. So if you're a fan of 92.5 The River, and there are 500,000 of them, and about a third live in Essex County in the Cape Ann area. So if you do listen to The River, you'll know these bands. You'll know these songs, and you'll certainly know them in the course of the next 8 weeks, because we're going to play them even more than we already have.
And it costs nothing to go to.
Yeah, free's great.
How do you guys do that?
Jill.
Sorry.
Let's go back a little bit.
Yeah,
Gloucester.
Thank you. So do we.
It really began with Jill.
Thank you. Well, I in my previous job with the event company, a local tent company here in Gloucester, I'd worked with Donald for probably 11 or 12 years.
Yeah.
They've been doing the tents up in Newburyport for quite a long time. So we had not met face to face, but we worked over the phone on planning the event and the details about it for quite a while. Last year at the at Cape Ann Marina, we met in person.
There were a few Tito's handmade vodkas consumed. This actually occurred. And the Madam Mayor was there as well.
Was there. So Taylor Hedges, the owner of the event company, the owner of the radio station, we all were talking about it. They said they're looking for a new home, someplace bigger, someplace beautiful. Obviously, Stage Fort Park. And we said it's right down the street. You have to see it. It's unbelievable. It's big, it's beautiful, it's perfect. They said, how do we make it happen? I said, would you like to meet the mayor? And they said, yes. She came over and she said, yes, let's do this. This is incredible.
I love the attitude. I love the attitude of yes.
Yes, I can
For
do.
So many
yes,
years,
yeah.
You're probably you're going back like 15 years and prior to that. Everything started out with a no.
Yeah.
Now, it's so refreshing
start
out with a yes, and then we'll figure this out.
And honestly, I work
yeah.
for a unique
yeah.
individual who has a philosophy of just say yes,
yeah.
and let's figure out the details later. An interesting footnote to this meeting, we all agreed that we should move just through the description that Jill and Taylor Hedges provided me and the mayor's enthusiasm. It's this incredible park. It's like Fenway Park on the ocean. And I was just so excited. But do you think I drove the mile and a half from Cape Ann Marina over to Stage 4 Park that night?
No.
I think I jumped on 133, took exit 14 back to 128. No, I got on the stupid GPS, took the rotary home, and didn't see the park until the second week of October in
and
the
it
cold.
Was cold. Very cold.
Very
windy.
Cold, very windy. With Jill and with Taylor, and then I truly knew how special this was, and that's when I knew in my heart of hearts this is where the event had to move.
I think when he saw the baseball diamond in the amphitheater that's naturally made there with the view of the ocean,
it
was incredible.
And think of all the people on their boats, how they'll just be able to pull their boat up and listen to it. I mean, just everything.
So and it's free. The park is open all day.
Right.
So
you're encouraging people to bring blankets.
For a lot of people who have seen Ringo's productions for both the Blues Festival that he's done, it is going to be a different setup. And I think the best way of thinking about it is, if you're at Fenway Park, the stage is going to be in center field, looking back at home plate. And with the bold impact that from the bandstand down to the infield, that will be great viewing for a lot of people to sit, to bring blankets, to bring chairs. There are going to be a lot of vendors. There are going to be a lot of interactive displays. There are about 40 different vendors that are going to be on site. I'll share with you some of the local businesses.
I would think that you need to have a lot of vendors if you're going to plan to feed 10,000 people.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be 10,000, but we're prepared to have at least 10,000 people to enjoy that experience. There will be 10 food trucks. Many of them are from the Cape Ann and Gloucester area. There will be a listing on our website, theriverboston.com, for all of those details. There will be a lot of porta potties and there will be a lot of activities because it's a long day. A lot of people will probably arrive by 10 a.m. and depart when the concert ends at 6. And we need to be able to be prepared to entertain them. To help the viewing, there will be a huge 16-foot by 9-foot HD monitor behind the stage so that robotic cameras are going to film it. Yeah. So you'll be able to see close-ups.
It's a real deal concert.
Yeah.
This is no joke.
The stage is huge. It's 60 feet wide. It's 40 feet high. It's 35 feet deep. It's like going to a major outdoor music festival. It's going to be a lot of fun.
This is a first for Gloucester.
Yeah. It's going to really
on this
really
of this scale. Yeah. This scale really is a first.
And it's going to highlight all of our smaller concerts and things that are happening too. So as we know, Blues Festival is coming back. We know the Harbor Loop concert series. We know that the Fall Festival that they do down on 65 Rogers Street. There are all these great opportunities to see live music on the water in Gloucester, and this is just going to bring a lot of attention to all of that.
Including all of that, I think along with this, we could be start to become known as a real music destination.
Oh, I would hope so. Certainly the arts community is so huge up here, and we'd like to expand that so that it's more of a music and arts festival, but, you know, first year you got to work on a lot of logistics. Second year we'll meet with the mayor's team and with the city council and really figure out the logistics of how we can improve it, and it's always a work in progress, and that's what's really important.
We should get her on. Let's try to FaceTime
her. Let's get her on.
See if we can make this technology. We're gonna do Facebook Live to FaceTime.
Okay.
We'll see if it happens.
We'll see if that works. Okay.
We're gonna work with this.
Okay.
She's because if we don't because if we don't call her.
It worked the other day, didn't we?
It worked the other day.
It worked the other day.
For sure.
Okay. Let's try.
Don't touch anything. We can't touch anything.
Jill,
everybody, hold your breath.
You're lit so beautifully.
Thank you.
Perfect lighting.
Good. I was worried about that.
Perfect lighting.
Alright.
This is not broadcasting. This is Gloucester casting.
Hi, Mayor.
Oh, we got her.
Okay. Okay, well, we were going to put you on Facebook Live.
Wouldn't it?
No.
Just
my voice.
Give me the phone. Okay. I can do it from behind. All right.
Hello, Mayor.
Hey, honey.
Hi.
All right, we'll be able to hear your audio.
Okay, that's fine. So you can hear me.
So what are you eating over there? What do you got for food?
I says
he's
one, you don't
need
to eat two.
Marona,
man.
Where is she?
Look how big they are.
Where are you?
Where is she? Newport, Rhode Island.
Nothing small. The pancakes look like manhole covers.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I said, you know what? If I make two tiny ones, then I got to keep the A one. That's how my mother says. No matter what, it's going to go in your stomach. Let me go outside here. You see the outside.
So we're talking about the River Fest. And Don was saying how enthusiastic you were when Jill and Don you know, kind of got together and brought you the idea, and the first thing out of your mouth was, yes, let's do it.
Well, it was funny is because we were at the Bluefin Blowout, and that's happening soon, so we have to give a plug out to the Bluefin Blowout because that's the most amazing thing. It starts really a wonderful time in July. It's happening in, the 23rd, 24th, 25th, the weigh-ins, the stuff that it does for the community is great. He came to the gala before, you know, for sponsors, and so we were talking, and I thought he was joking and stuff, and, you know, he says, there was North Shore Magazine, he says, you really need to talk to this guy because they're doing a Newburyport. I says, well, I love the Newburyport mayor, and I says, I'm sure she'll negotiate things with him. I don't know. Well, I says, Jill says, mayor, you know how big this is? I says, no. She goes, well, you know, this is one of the biggest things. This is really good. Well, we should, well, he says, well, what? Then I said to her, what are you waiting for? Get in the damn car, we'll show him Stage 4 Park.
It's the attitude of yes instead of attitude of automatically saying no and making people grovel.
You know what?
It's
look, if you're having a question in your mind, this is how it is. If you're falling asleep, stay asleep. If I love Donna Holiday, she's doing a great Newburyport, but if they're thinking other places, then you know what? I want her in my city.
I love
you. Don't waste time. You know, waste time, could have, should have, would have. We can't do that. You know, we have 4 months. I know people say, well, traffic, may you're making this a tourism community. It's 4 months out of the year. 4 months. And we already lost June. So really, 3 months out of the year. And I'm saying to people, all the businesses that people say, oh, there's too much traffic, there's too much this. These are the businesses who in the winter we do nothing. We shop local, we do as much as we can. But it's half of the income. But know what they do? They donate back to our schools, our PTOs, our programs, our seniors. It's the same people all the time. You know what? I call it recycled money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's our money that, you know, people put into the system, you know, and the tourism. Yes, I understand. Absolutely. So you know what? I said to him, I understand what's happening. And so we go with the flow. And I'm telling people, breathe, trust me, because when we start getting some money that's generated that people don't want, the medicated marijuana or the marijuana money and what's going on, we are going to invest back in the city. What we can do by law, we're going to invest in our schools, educational programs, and the rest, we'll get more police officers. We'll get more of those blinking lights at the rotary saying, don't come in. But right now, let's take what we can. Let's get back to the community, the people who've been here 30 years and their businesses are starting to boom even in the winter. Let's get back to these communities, people. Let's enjoy. You know what? Sometimes people are lucky that they can go away. I'm escaping for 3 days. I'm lucky. But what about the people who can't? That's why I want, and Jill's working on the outdoors, filming the movies outdoors and the Hopper Loop and the UU concerts. It's because for the families who really can't go anywhere, that's something they get to do and count on every week. Now, if this is a big concert that we can count on, that you can go out either on your boats, lay in your blanket, do something just to give yourself a boom before we start being locked in for the summer, the winter, I'm sorry. Because don't forget, after that's Labor Day. And then after that, we're home.
Yeah.
So why don't we kick winter off, give it a kick in the ass and say, let's give it a boom for Labor Day weekend. Let's enjoy a little bit of life. Let everyone see how wonderful we live in Gloucester.
So, Fadi, I have a joke that I say with my wife. Right, and it goes like this. It's we have a it's a little bet, and it always goes, when is going to be the first Facebook post that we're going to see from the same exact people every year that say they've never seen the traffic so bad as it is this year? When every year for 2 or 3 weeks it's like from just after Fiesta till the middle of August, because really the end of the last 2 weeks of August, people are school shopping. It's not as busy. We deal with really like 1 month of bad traffic. And the fact of the matter is, the reason there's bad traffic is because there's a ton of people dumping money into our city at our restaurants, at our shops, at everything else. And you know what? People that say that the traffic is really, really bad here have never done a real commute into the city of Boston.
Joey, I sympathize with people. My daughter lived off of Concord Street on Brooks Lane, and now she lives on Witham Street. I sympathize with people who live in those areas, absolutely. I sympathize, so I'm going to try to do something better. So we try to put a sign at exit 14, you know, residents only. They don't listen. I tried staying in line with these people for 2 hours. How would you stay in line when you know you're not going to get in? And the swears that this person said to me, F off with the kids in the car and everything. I waited, and she says, because I'm the mayor. She goes, you did this? I says, come follow me. I showed her up Stage 4 Park. She goes there every year. She emails me, I'm coming down. We're going to Stage 4. You're right. Dark moon for the little kids are great, etc. I sympathize because, you know what? Beachgoers are not the tourism that going to spend money. But
that's
the rest
right.
of the traffic, when you complain about downtown or the Rotary or anywhere else that's happening, wrong. Those are the ones who are going to our museums. Those are the ones who are going to our whale watches. Those are the ones who are eating our restaurants. Those are the ones who are staying at our hotels. Those are the ones who are going to Scalafani's or Virgilio's for a sandwich because they saw it at a cafe for cannoli. Those are the ones who shop at local. Those are the ones who think that, you know, wow, you're going to use store downtown, it's great. And then they go to Rockport. You know, I called myself the Cape Ann mayor because the fact is they stop in Essex, they love it, Manchester, they go to Rockport, and they used to bypass us. I used to get so pissed as a city council, I'm not allowed with that anymore. Why are they bypassing us? So I stood the first year when I was interim mayor at all these places and intersections, like a nut, and talked to all these people, why? Well, what do you have? What don't you have? What? So then now we have free Fridays, you know, at the museum. Kids can go on the schooner free on Wednesdays, all these different things.
Oh.
They're coming because, you know why?
You know why they're coming? They're coming because of this beautiful musical festival. That's why they're coming. We're going to get back on track, aren't we?
They're coming because they heard, okay, so Newburyport, which is a picturesque town, tourism town, why did they kick them away? No, they didn't kick them off. They didn't shut them away. It wasn't because of, too many people. It's not. You know what it is? People who don't like the fiesta, stay away from downtown. It's going to be a lot of traffic, I believe. It's going to be hard. It'll be our first time. We'll get the nooks and crannies out. But you know what?
It'll just be
one day.
Let me
tell you something.
When
someone wants to come in that size and invest in our city and let locals be free to do what they want there and let local stores or whatever you want to set up a tent do things free and give us the music of a lifetime and let us be able to say this is Gloucester and publicize Gloucester when people think we don't need it. We need positive because you know what? People still talk about negative about Gloucester, but they start to change that.
So, Safathia, listen to this. I'm at a cocktail party in Newburyport, right? And no one knew that I was from Gloucester. I'm at this cocktail party, and they were talking about how the Riverfest Seaside, the festival is coming to Gloucester, what a loss it was for Newburyport, and they said how Newburyport's going downhill, and Gloucester's the new hot spot. And they didn't even know I was from Gloucester. This was the talk. Like, people, like, Newburyport used to be hip and happening. Gloucester is where everybody wants to be right now. That's
exactly.
That's great.
Joey, did you see the Chronicle?
Yeah. Everybody.
Okay.
It was wonderful.
I'm going to tell you something. The Chronicle, we weren't supposed to be going down the wharf. They were supposed to meet Al Catone, executive director of our Fisheries Commission, and Mark Rank. So I made them go down the wharf purposely because I saw a boat from my window up City Hall coming in. So I wore all my beautiful shoes and my bling bling. I walked through the fish gut. I walked through everything else because I was damned. I wanted to show them something. So we had a boat that came in, the Midnight Sun. I said, can you unload? As soon as they started to unload, the Seven Seas Whale Watch stopped. The people on board asked them to stop. The Lennon stops. The people on there asked them to stop. Nobody went out because they wanted to see this. They want to see a working waterfront, and they saw it. When they say, well, you know, you forget about the fishermen. Fishermen and tourists can coexist. They actually stopped, saw them unload, cheered them, took pictures, found it was amazing.
Safathia, they've coexisted for a couple hundred years. They went back when the schooners, and there was 200 times more fish being landed in this city. There was probably 500 more hotel rooms with all the big grand hotels. They both worked together back then, and they could work together. They'll work together forever.
A lot of these people, when I met them after, and they said, you know what, where can we get that fish? What could they ask so many questions.
Of course.
These are people from Mississippi who now say, we're going to ask for local fish. Why can't, you're right. If you can go to a fish market, you can go to a farmer's market, go to the fish market. This Riverfest has brought more attention, actually, to our fishermen, too.
Yeah.
Because people are coming now and looking at everything. If they don't say Gloucester sailboats, they say Gloucester fishing community. So when 92.5, when the Riverfest announces everything, they say Gloucester, the oldest seaport. People are coming to watch the working waterfront again.
Everything, all
it's amazing.
Every little piece lifts each other up. You know, the rising tide lifts all boats.
The Riverfest is going to bring noise because it's going to bring positive noise to the city of Gloucester.
Right.
And I guarantee you in 2 months we're going to be bitching that I didn't plow your driveway.
The mayor brings up two really important points.
Great. Safathia, I got to let you go right here, honey.
I do too.
Thank you, honey. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye, Mayor.
Bye.
Two really important points that the mayor brings up. One is that it's free for the residents, and if you have a sticker, a beach sticker, it's free to park. So you get to Sage Fort Park in time to get a spot. Free to park. You have your beach sticker. You go in the lot. You park. It's free to park. It's free to be. Listen to the music. You're going to have a fantastic free family day.
Yeah.
Right in Sage Fort Park with the best music.
That's going to be amazing.
That the Commonwealth has to offer.
Yeah, it's
going to
be boss.
So give us the website.
It's theriverboston.com. There's a you can't miss banner for Riverfest on it. When you click on it, everything you need to know, all the who, what, when, where, why, and how. There's getting there, alternative forms of transportation, the lineup. As you said, there's a video sampler of all of the bands.
Got to check out that.
If you're not familiar with
the
names, you might know the music from listening to the station. Of course, we have a complete listing of all of the sponsors. There's a wonderful PDF of the entire Stage 4 Park Festival map.
Oh, wow.
Outlining
fun
things.
We'll have to copy that into the show notes.
Can I share with you a few fun things they'll experience?
Please.
Yeah,
there's
great.
A 200 by 100 pendant area with a Bud Light Build-A-Bar with a second story with some of the best. So that's on first baseline. Tito's is bringing a 38-foot lounge in RV with a portable charging station and air-conditioned lounge with a whole pop-up bar. So for those adults who want to have some fun, that'll be a great viewing area. MIFA, the Fidelity U Fund, is planning a whole kid zone. So there's going to be an interactive, fun kids area with inflatables. Face painting, so that'll be some fun. It is kid friendly,
right? Because that's hard for them to sit there.
It is.
It's amazing.
There are a lot of local sponsors. Gorton's is going to be on site at the bandstand, or what we're calling the Gorton's gazebo. They're going to have some fish stick sampling. As I mentioned, there are going to be 10 different food trucks. Some other local sponsors.
Is Warren involved?
Warren's going to have his own VIP party. He and Sedalia Schwartz are planning for some of their key customers. That's going to be pretty exciting. A little under the wraps, they know how to do events better than anybody, so I'm looking forward to seeing their display. Anne from Neptune's Harvest will be there. Some folks from Timberline Enterprises. I mean, there are too many to name. There are over 40 different sponsors. So thank you for helping us bring more attention to it.
Thank you.
This
and thank
awesome.
You to the entire City of Gloucester team. We couldn't have done it. The police, the DPW,
everybody,
fire and emergency services.
And Mark Cole from the Department of Public Works has been invaluable. He's been great. I've never experienced, I've worked with the City of Boston, obviously Newburyport. This has been the most effective, positive experience. And when I say can
that
do,
so great to
it's
really
unbelievable.
Awesome to
yes, there's paperwork. Yes, there are meetings. Yes, there are meetings. But honestly, Jill shepherded through this whole process.
Wow.
It's been unbelievable. This is my 32nd meeting in Gloucester since October 12th. And every one of them has been a positive experience.
Well,
I've never left
love to hear
being
that.
Disappointed.
All right. The website is?
TheRiverBoston.com. The date is Saturday, August 24th. It's the 18th annual Riverfest Seaside Music Festival with Guster, Noah Kahn, Mountjoy, and Tall Heights.
We will see you there.
Thanks for coming, guys.